Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sans Pants Radio. I don't want to ride my bicycle. Hey everyone, Zammit here, producer of the show, just letting you all know that the Bailey Clan is taking a few weeks or so off for the holidays, but we'll be back sometime in early 2018, well-rested and full to the brim of amazing business ideas.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today's business is Dada.
Well, I've been watching our little dog, Whiskey, and he's very enthusiastic, Whiskey.
Okay.
Always wanting to get things right.
Yep.
You know, he's desperate to get approval. Mm-hmm. He's running around. Is this right? Have I done this right? Have I done that right?
Yeah.
Mostly he hasn't. we're constantly grumping at him.
Yeah.
He's a little puppy, a Kelpie,
mm-hmm.
which are hyperactive dogs anyway. They're sheep dogs. They run around. But what I think is we could use these Kelpies far more than just rounding up sheep.
Okay.
They have the highly sensitive noses, as we all know.
Mm.
So I want to train them to smell guilt. I'm sure guilt.
Why?
When people are lying and they're not telling the truth and they're guilty about something, I'm sure that has a...
They have a specific guilt over. Smell.
Yeah.
Like a Kelpie lie detector.
So, yeah.
So my idea is Kelpie detectives.
But they've already got German Shepherd detectives.
But not the way I want to do it.
What's the way you want
to
do it?
I want to go to where the cops think the guilty guy might be, say the pub, and they just release like 20 Kelpies into the pub. And they run around like Whiskey does, all hyperactive. Mm. Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Sniffing. Is this the guy? Is this the guy? That's not the guy.
But they don't know. It sounds like they have no clue.
But they're sniffing. They're trying at every guy.
What if you're just guilty of something else? What if you're like, I just stole a dollar from the tip jar.
Well, this guy, he smells so guilty. And you're like, what? What?
So you're under the arrest for a triple homicide.
Oh, my God.
No. They can smell extreme guilt.
A lineup would be better.
Yeah, a lineup is probably the way
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, but you see, how do you get the guy into the lineup? That's your problem. You know all the, you know how detectives work. They know who the guilty guy is.
Yeah.
They've just got to get him to stumble.
To speak.
Mm. Why waste all that time writing all these little clues down in your book? Just send the Kelpies.
But most times they don't know who it is.
Oh, this is the guy that's all sit down next to the guy. And he just puts his hands out for the handcuffs.
Oh,
you got me. Fair enough. If the dog's nose doesn't lie.
Kelpie detective.
How are you going to train the Kelpie detectives?
All I've got to do is they've got to be able to smell dishonesty and guilt.
Yeah, but you've got to teach the Kelpies that that's what they've got to find. So you let them loose in the pub and they're like looking for food and potatoes or whatever.
So you've got to take them to a jail or somewhere where there's lots of guilty people, and then do a few test runs.
But lots of jails. Jails is probably a bad spot because it's full of sociopaths.
Yeah. Everyone's
who feels guilty. No guilt.
Well.
Or the Kelpies are just like everyone. Everyone is like, I don't know what I'm smelling. What you got to do is get a cop to commit a minor crime.
Yes.
And then associate the Kelpie. That's the smell he's got to look for.
Yeah, well, I wonder if people who are lying...
Could you move the mic a little bit closer to your face?
If people who are lying, if there is an actual odour to lying or dishonesty.
I, I don't even know how you'd begin to check.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure you release different hormones to when you know you're
might be like something in your sweat. Is yes, like,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, so
that's
I've done bad and the people know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that's possible. But again, training the Kelpie to... I like the idea of bringing the Kelpie along to, you know, interview people. Because then, yes. you know, you're like, hey, so where were you on the night of like, blah, 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 blah. And the guy's like, oh, it was just at home. And then the Kelpie's like, woof.
Like a real lie detector.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That get him into the station, fella. You weren't at home. No. The Kelpie barked.
But we already have lie detectors.
But they're not effective.
Are they?
No, they're actually pretty ineffective. There's a lot of things because it's just based on heart rate.
Yeah,
so
if
you're stressed that you're on a lie detector, it's going to seem like you're lying when in reality.
That's ridiculous. Is that all it is?
I think there's more to it, but they are really. They shouldn't be admissible in court.
Like, I don't drink anymore, but if I see a booze bus, I go, oh, fuck.
Am I smashed right now? How many drugs have I done?
That's bad. So
like a good cop, and the Kelpie's sitting there as the bad cop. Every time he lies, the Kelpie barks. You got to sniff the guy.
Yeah.
Right, you ask him a question. I'll do it, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Where were you last night, Jackson, about 8:30?
Just at home with the wife watching Wheel of Fortune.
Come on, whiskey.
Woof! You got me, officer. I was robbing a bank.
What if he was just doing some other guilty deed, not robbing a
bank? Is it admissible in court? What's the judge going to say?
The judge is going to be like, excuse me? You've been using what to figure out who's lying? Kelpies? I feel like there are surely also dogs that you. I love that your reason for choosing Kelpie as your dog is not a superior sense of smell. It's just his willingness to do the right
thing.
Well,
they want to do the right thing.
No, he doesn't. He's a little cunt. He does not want to do the right thing.
He can get a bit...
he's rambunctious.
When has he ever tried to do the right thing? Name one time.
All the time he wants to do the
name
right
one.
Thing. When one. You call him, he wants to come.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to come. He
you're
does
like,
because
whiskey,
you call him.
And he looks at you.
Sometimes right, he doesn't even look.
That's
sometimes
for you guys because you haven't got the rapport with him.
Okay, so you have to get a detective. You have to get a
yes.
human detective to spend some time with the Kelpie detective.
That's right. They've got to be partners.
Build a rapport.
Yeah. So I send them out in the car together.
I feel like this. You just would really like a Kelpie dressed as a cop. I feel like that's what, this
that's
is
what I want. I want a whole lot of them dressed as cops.
I like all the beagles and the German shepherds who see the Kelpies coming and just go.
Yeah, as if.
Then I want a TV show. Da-da-da-da, Kelpie Squad.
Why did you choose Kelpies over superior bloodhounds in terms of sense of smell?
Because it's the
they're
willingness.
Eager, sir.
It's the will. Yeah, that's right. It's the willingness and the activity of the Kelpies.
But that's bad. You go on, Jack.
No, please.
Because they're so eager to please, they might lie. Like, oh, woof, yes, woof, this one.
Well, I was going to say, so you know drug sniffer dogs?
Yeah.
A real problem with them is that they work on, a lot of times they work in the biases of the handler.
Yes.
So if a handler sees somebody and is like, I reckon this guy's got drugs, this thing. And the dog sniffs. He can kind of sense the movements and like the whatever of his handler. And so he's like, yep, there are drugs because that's what he knows his handler wants to be the case. So if I'm interviewing someone and I'm like, they are a dirty liar.
Yeah.
Whiskey's just going to be like, woof, 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 woof.
Yeah. So well, that's the thing. We've got to work that out. But what you can see in that is the acute sensitivity of dogs to suss out a situation better than human beings can. So if a dog comes in here, and you know he'll know which people he should listen to. He doesn't have to listen. Like he'll suss everything out.
Yeah.
They are very good at watching human society.
They've literally been designed to know us.
To know us far better than we've been designed to know them because we don't have to know them that well, but they have to know us for their survival.
You could do like a long-term thing where we breed Kelpies to smell guilt. You know, like it'd take
a special
while. We have to know what guilt smells like first.
A special cop
or
dog.
If you can even smell it.
Yeah, we don't. Your whole pitch is based on the idea that maybe guilt smells.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure dishonesty.
Sure.
Well, I'm not sure, but I would.
I know, you'd imagine like when you sweat, when you're guilt, that maybe some smell.
Yeah.
It It sounds like there should be a smell.
I think the innocent smell.
Well, probably not, because that would smell like not anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
So you've got to teach the Kelpie what the smell of guilt is so that the Kelpie can then smell a lack of guilt to then... How does the Kelpie communicate it?
I think your big problem is that it's not selective guilt.
Yeah.
It's just guilt.
Yes.
And everyone's
guilty about like at least one thing.
Did you go to school today? Yes. You could have
guilty.
Guilt dogs for your kids, for your teenagers.
That's right. Yeah, well, you could get a guilt dog.
Who drank the milk out of the bottle? Not me. Jackson.
Whiskey
betraying me. I think, I don't know how you train them to smell guilt, and I don't know how you train them to then communicate to their partner that guilt has been smelled.
Well, how do they train them for, like, a minute bit of drugs in a bag?
Well, drugs, they're like...
Because they actually have a smell.
Yeah. Plus, you can put drugs somewhere and be like, find the drugs.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't put guilt in, like, a bag. Like, seek it out, Fido. Yeah.
You have to get people to be guilty in order to train them.
But it's such a problem, though, because I reckon if you were, like, Jackson... Steal a cookie.
Yeah, you're not guilty.
I'm not guilty because it can't work.
You need, well, there's...
What about if you catch little kid shoplifters, you know?
So you're like, the kid's like,
kids are guilty as fuck.
So you use them.
You catch a shoplifter.
So maybe it's the kind of thing where you're like, oh, do you run a shopping center? Or like a big department store. Hey, could you participate in our Kelpie guilt sniffing problem?
Yeah.
We give you a Kelpie. And if you catch someone shoplifting, just let the Kelpie smell the kid. Eventually the Kelpie will learn that that's what it should be seeking out in others.
Yes.
I mean, it's an idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I feel like there are better dogs for it, though.
But the Kelpie...
He wants to please, but... I don't think a Kelpie wants to please more than a beagle or like a, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what dog doesn't want to please? Is there a breed of dog out there that's like...
Border Collie will love to please.
Jack Russell. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I like all working dogs. Great Danes.
Oh,
that's scary.
Imagine if a dirty Great Dane came and sat next to you.
They're huge. No.
They're not scary, though. They're not a scary dog.
They kind of have a stupid face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's more we can do with dogs. In the police department.
They're underutilized.
Because, like, you know, it's a shame that we don't have the time period, the time space to breed new dogs.
Great Dane.
Huh?
Great Dane. Who gets a Great Dane?
I think
no one likes Great Danes. They're the worst.
They're huge.
People love Great Danes.
Stupid.
I'm impressed by the sheer size.
Yeah, me too. But if you see a Great Dane, you have to say, whoa.
I saw the widest dog I've ever seen the other day.
Yeah. Widest?
Widest. It was a bulldog, and I reckon it was about that wide.
Wow.
It was fucked wide.
What's going on with this computer? Keeps coming on.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
Remember that Great Dane that lived up our road? Black, it's like a Dalmatian Great Dane.
Yeah, I remember that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I like big dogs. I feel like big dogs, the dogs that they use in the police department.
Big dogs. Our German Shepherds are like my least favorite dog after Park.
That's a police dog, yeah. The German Shepherd.
You know what? I'm extending my idea. Okay. I think dogs are underutilized everywhere.
Okay.
I think every workplace should have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Slacking off.
So slacking off dogs.
So I'm working away, I'm typing away my computer, and I look over at a dog in a basket, and I'm like, at least somebody's having a break. And I go back to work.
No, the dog walks around.
Now, the dog's walking around the office, goes for a little tour every now and again.
And is there like little tags at each cubicle, and it picks up a tag if you were slacking off and goes and gives it to the
boss. Gives it to the boss, that's right. Yeah.
Cubicle number 23. A dog comes to my cubicle, grabs my tag. I'm going to tackle that dog.
You just have treats all the time. Sneakily give it a treat.
Yeah, here's a bone.
Bribe it. You got to bribe it.
I wouldn't mind dogs on interview panels.
Okay.
How about that?
They relax us. It would actually be really good.
The dog's sitting in a chair at the end of the panel giving you the bloody stink eye,
that
mate.
That would stress me. They're like, this dog has a highly trained sense of smell. So if you've lied on your resume at all, or if you're not a good person.
If you're just blowing yourself up a bit out of proportion, the dog will pick it up.
Just lie. The dog doesn't even have to know any of that. It could just be your dog.
Yeah. All the dog's got to do
is tell them that that's...
Just give you the stare, you know?
Yeah. Like that you're staring at you. They're like, so you're fluent in Excel. You're like, yes. The dog's like, woof. Like, okay, I kind of know.
But the interview dog will just growl a little bit. Give you that little growl.
It's a good way to put me on edge. I like it if it's kind of like, look... If a dog trusts you, you're a good person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we just let you hang out with a dog. Because imagine if you got somebody coming in for an interview. They sit down and the dog's like, duh, immediately. You're like, you're bad news. Fuck off.
See you later.
Yeah. Well, give them the dog test.
Do they have to take the dog for a little walk?
Maybe you give them 5 minutes with the dog alone to see how the dog responds.
Question number one is, here, take this dog for a walk, will you?
That's a good way to get your dog walked as well for free.
Yeah.
It would be great to train the dog to just stare at them.
Yeah.
So you go out of the office for like 3 minutes and the dog just stares.
Yeah.
I think it's look.
Sit in the chair. Watch the dog.
It makes me think of, you know, there used to be a breed of dog that we had that was solely designed to turn the spit, like meat. On a spit.
Oh,
it's
really?
A turn spit dog. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was specifically bred for
that. You're making that up.
No, it's true. Look it up. Here, I'll look it up.
Didn't he ever think about biting the meat on the spit?
He was well trained, the turn spit dog. Yeah, no, absolutely. Or it might have been turn style dog, but it was a breed of dog specifically designed to. Yeah, look at that. Turn spit dog. There you go. Specifically bred to turn meat.
Wow. That's torture.
Yeah, it's rough for the dog.
Yeah.
But I feel like in that way, we're underutilizing dogs as well. Like,
so a bit more doing
physical labor.
You always used to think that you should breed a dog with hands.
Hands on a dog. I just thought would be the... Because they want to get your stuff for you.
They don't.
They do want to carry stuff.
Dogs are basically slaves.
Everywhere.
Our dog is our slave.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go in that house, if I've got to, say, carry 20 bits of wood or something inside, whiskey will come on every trip.
Right. But
follow me back
in. So your plan you give whiskey hands somehow.
Yeah.
Whether through genetic engineering or robotics. And then you're like, I'm taking the shopping in. Whiskey, can you grab this with your new hands? Whiskey grabs that food and runs with his little dog brain out to the field and eats it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
What does
he
look like? Has he got his four legs plus hands coming out the side?
In my mind, that's how it was working. Yeah.
Of course.
I thought you meant his front legs would turn into hands.
He's got to walk just on his back legs, which he could do.
Dogs can do. I've seen
but,
video
you know, that's
one.
A bit more tricky for them.
Well, why don't you give him ape hands on the hands and the feet, and then he moves around like a chimp, but he's got Whiskey's head. Now it's
you're
horrible.
Freaking me out.
No, you can't do that. So,
robotic
hands.
Do
you think
there
could be a place for dogs because of their purely utilizing their understanding of our society.
Yeah.
They will understand and pick up on nuances that we don't pick up. Someone lying in their interview,
mm-hmm.
someone that's slacking off at work that you can't see, because They look like they're sleeping. They're watching everything.
You could even, like, you know, I don't know how you use it, but you know a dog knows when you're sad? Like,
yeah,
you're feeling down, the dog always comes up because it can kind of sense that you're not feeling too hot. I wonder if there's a
cheer
way...
Cheer up dogs.
Like a cheer up dog. But I'm like thinking of a way to find out who is sad with the dog. So you're like, I don't know if that's ever a situation in society where we need to be like, who's sad?
Why do you want that?
I don't know.
Well,
but I know
be good because a lot of kids are anxious these days.
Right, that's right. Yes.
And when you're anxious, you don't have to go to class and you can go and sit in a nice lounge room.
Yeah.
So you could, before the kid came up to you and said, I'm feeling anxious, sir. You could say, I'll just get the anxious dog.
Let's just double check you're not trying to slack off.
We'll get back to, we'll just, the slack off dog.
Yeah.
So in a classroom, you need sort of two dogs
who
are kind of like a team.
Yep.
One's like a bigger dog that can give you a bit of growling if you slack off with your work. And the other one's the sympathy dog if you're anxious or.
I think that's good. I think it's a lot of cost to like look after the dogs at the school. You know, that's how many dogs per classroom, how many classrooms
it's a lot
day.
Of dogs.
That's a lot of dogs for one school.
Yeah.
But I feel like police dogs has got to be something else. Like, can we train a dog like, I guess dogs are already chasing criminals down, but like a parkour dog? So, you know,
I think so. If jump around the
if
city.
If you're being chased, I'm being chased by a dog. I just will climb a ladder.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
But if that's right.
Then, the dog doesn't have hands again.
That's the thing. So the problem with the dog chasing the criminal
is
the dog can't get through the closed door, you know, but he can't. But he will be really good at jumping around. So all he needs is the ability to get through doors.
That's true.
And then the guy can just stay in the police car
and get the dog to chase
the criminal down.
The dog will do it.
Put the handcuffs on the dog and he'll get the criminal and bring him back.
Well, then what are you using the police for? You don't need the human police anymore. I was wondering, is there a way for... Can a dog smell like an imperfection in something?
Well, sometimes they smell cancer and stuff, don't they?
Yeah. So, like, I'm wondering, say I'm just checking my product of whatever it is. Can I get a dog to be like, this is inferior quality?
Like what?
Like,
I say just
gems.
Quality control.
Gems? I don't know. What's something that can be, like, poorly made? Like,
made?
Yeah.
Like, not food?
Oh, well, food is what I was thinking primarily. But I was wondering, like, I don't know.
But even food, if one of them's, you're going to know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was thinking, like, oh, say I've ordered a table.
Yeah.
But it's of an inferior wood. But I've been told it's of a right wood.
No.
No, the dog
couldn't do that. But you're talking about like food products. So a superior cheese to an inferior cheese.
Well, I just imagine, you know, like for some reason I keep thinking of cocaine, but you know how sometimes people are like, oh, we've cut the cocaine with flour or we've cut the cocaine with...
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that would be good for drug lords.
Yeah, have a dog there to sniff out if the coke is pure or not.
Yes, that's right.
But what I was thinking, like, something less related to
cocaine. I'm thinking of like... Wine shows where you get a big dog with a cravat on it at the end. Who's going to give you a say whether wine is superior quality or inferior?
I feel like the struggle with all of this is...
You can't give wine to dogs.
No, you can't. No, that was silly. I'll take that back.
There is no animals that train us. Like, we train so many animals to do stuff for us.
But they manipulate us, though. Dogs manipulate us all the time.
Yeah, we think we're not being trained, but look out.
What is whiskey?
Whiskey has to survive because we've locked him in our yard.
Yeah, that's true.
He can't get out. If we go out for the whole day, bad luck for you, Whiskey.
Yeah,
you've got to stay there.
He's got to work his way out of it. But you know.
Follow, our old dog, was quite lucky in that he could. We trusted him.
Yeah.
So we'd leave and Follow would just be like, whoop, I'm off. I'm going to go like climb the hill, have adventures, come home. Yeah. Whereas Whiskey, we know we just never see him again.
I don't think Follow did.
You
go
don't
that
think
far.
He,
no, I don't think he did.
Because he was always there when we came back, even if we came back early.
Yeah,
when you'd stay home, he'd just be there.
Or is that just his smart dog brain, like knowing when we're coming home?
Oh, he might have...
He just used to stick around that area.
Yeah, he wouldn't run away somewhere. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't
go up the road
far.
And stuff.
But Whiskey just goes on an adventure.
Yeah.
Well, Whiskey just doesn't know.
No.
And he's quite young as well. He's a puppy. Yeah. So. Yeah.
So would you watch Dog Patrol?
Is it a TV show now?
No.
Yes.
I'm not investing at all. I hate this.
Dog Cops?
Yeah, no.
I would watch Dog Patrol because I like the idea of watching a show where just dogs are like put in a crime scene. Where it's like, oh no, there's a real, like cops, but like there's a real domestic happening and they just let out 10 Kelpies. I don't enjoy watching that for the shit show and being like, that police department's going to get in so much trouble.
It would be a cute show if it was about this guy who had this great idea about Kelpie cops.
Yeah, that's me. That's the guy.
And this whole show is about everyone saying, you're an idiot. Right. And him trying to train the dogs and all the mistakes that they make. And sitting down in front of Gary, who's been at Cheryl's house when he's married to Robin.
Yeah.
And be like, look careful about
all the trouble that it causes in the village with your sniffy Kelpies.
I like,
but then I solved the crime.
Then you solved the crime at the end. That's right.
And they're like, maybe we should employ several Kelpies in our police department.
And there's me driving off in my police van with Kelpie's nose sticking out the window.
But at the end, they say it wasn't the Kelpie. But the next season comes back, and the Kelpie finds it again.
Maybe it'll be the Kelpie this time. I like to imagine it's a backdoor pilot for CSI dogs. Can we get the dogs to come in? And so what are you exactly pitching, Dad? You're pitching...
I'm pitching that every police department has like a little band of six Kelpies.
Sure.
That they take to crime scenes and then Kelpies buzz around like they do, sniffing everything. They collect their scent and they're looking for the scent of the person that might have been at the crime scene.
That's literally what police dogs do now.
And then
you're just changing the dog.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, then I go to wherever we think the guilty person's hanging out.
Yeah.
Right? Release the Kelpies. They'll run around. It's him. It's him. It's him. Here he is. It's over here. Quick, quick, quick. And then they'll just sit down in front of this guy. This is the guy.
So he's surrounded by Kelpies.
And so he's surrounded by like five Kelpies.
Yeah.
And credits roll.
I feel like
Why not?
You're investing just purely on the
I don't know. He really is into it.
Thanks, Roger. You're a supporter of it.
You feel like you might upset him if you say no.
Well, I hope the dogs don't get all lazy and get into the donuts and the coffee.
Yeah, they will.
I'm sad because you're putting a whole bunch of German shepherds and bloodhounds out of a job. Yeah, like, we're better at it. It's just because the Kelpies want it more. That they've got.
You've got to show that enthusiasm. Early bird gets the worm.
I guess, look, it's a lesson in taking initiative, really, isn't it?
It is.
The Kelpies took initiative, and so they got the... They got the initiative. There it is. They won.
If it was a TV show, you could have subtitles.
Yeah.
That's true.
And the police will be thinking something is happening, and then all the dogs will be...
talking about something else.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how the fast pace of conversation, Kelpie conversation would go? You think those New Yorkers talk fast in the 30s movies? They got nothing on them.
Kelpie's 100 miles an hour. Look, as a new change to the police force, probably
Kelpie
not.
Kelpie Patrol.
As a TV show that's purely fiction, probably not. As a TV show that's like cops but wrong. Probably.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like a sort of...
like in that it's just a cop and 40 Kelpies responding to real police crimes and just hoping that Kelpies will solve it.
Yeah.
Like a Reno.
Yeah, like a Reno sort of thing. Yeah, all right, whatever. As long as I get it, I don't care.
I'll invest there. And again, because it seems like you want it really bad.
Right, well, it's not a charity show.
Kelpie 911.
Yeah.
I'll invest.
And on that note... I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
All right.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.